ערב טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב. מוצאי ט"ו בשבט שמח. So, that just means you have to put on the board we're 29 days from Purim. עליכם שלום אריון. שבח שמו. Yeah, you can feel Adar. Adar is coming. בעזרת השם. Yeah, which is another scary thought that we're less than 2 months away from Pesach. That's another... Don't tell your moms. Anyway, בקיצור, they have to start scrubbing the Sifrei Torah. In Great Neck, they have elderly machete women. I tried this once. I don't know, it was like an experiment. And they're like, not only polishing, but they were like cleaning the Sifrei Torah for chametz. And I'm like, okay, fine, you know, Sifrei Torah is an occasional candy here, you know what I'm saying? But like, why are you scrubbing the Sifrei Torah? Sifrei Torah is not chametz. And I tried to mention to the lady, I said, Chanom, right, that's...
Chanom.
No, Chanoma is plural. Chanom is singular. I said, why are you, you know, and then she's doing that and the floor. I'm like, Chanom, dirt is not chametz. They're like, these young rabbis, what do they know, you know? Gotta love that generation, you know? Shem Yisrael,
Baruch Hashem. You get sparked with this kind of stuff, even though it's like that.
It comes from a place of Yirat Shamayim. It comes from a good place. It's sometimes misguided, but it comes from a good place. It comes from, yeah. So, I decided to, somebody, not recently, but somebody a few weeks ago had asked about this topic, and I want to visit this topic because it's something that is inevitable. We were speaking about many of the dinim of kashrut, so this is just another one. Now, kashrut is not just, you think kashrut, you think restaurants, and that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of kashrut that goes on outside of restaurants, in our houses, in our dorms, in our... These are things that happen, mamash, ma'asim b'chol yom v'chol sha'ah. Happens all the time. So the halakha of basar shenita'alein min ha'ayin. One of the most, I wouldn't say overlooked, but overlooked parts of kashrut is basar shenita'alein min ha'ayin. Now, this wouldn't be the first time that Chazal make a gzerah on perfectly kosher food and make it non-kosher. We've spoken about that before. When else did Chazal do that? Remember? Bishul akum, stam yinam, right? Taking perfectly kosher stuff, right? You can have a cow, meat, that was shechted by Moshe Rabbeinu, and then a goy cooks it, what happens? Ne'esah, you know what I'm saying? Aval ma, there's reasons for the gzerot. Another gzerah that the Chachamim put into place is basar shenita'alein min ha'ayin. Now we're going to see how far that extends. Is it only basar? What about other foods?
What does that mean?
Basar, meat, shenita'alein, that was... out of sight, mina ayin, from the eye, which means meat that was left unsupervised. What's the chashash? The Gemara actually brings down two chashashot. Chashash number one is from animals, which is less so today because animals can come and switch it. But let's not focus on that one. There's actually two simanim in Shulchan Aruch that discuss this. One in Yored De'ah Siman Samach Gimam, and one in Yored De'ah Siman Kuf Yud Chet, which is the one we're going to focus on. And this is the one where we're afraid that a goy may have switched the meat, meaning your kosher meat, for his, and left you basar shel nevelot utrefot to eat instead. Now, why would he do that? We're going to see. We're going to see that there has to be some sort of incentive in him doing that. He has to have some reason to do that, because if not, it's mutar. Now, before we talk about the heterim, and there are several to avoid the issue of basar shel nita'alein min ha'ayin, first let's explain the isur and what the parameters of the isur are. Now this is very important because everybody always focuses on meat, and yet, you know, to the standard Jew, the most trafe thing that you can get is meat. Meaning that's the, you know, that is the hoo-ha of kashrut, huh? Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But we'll see, and these halachot don't necessarily only apply to meat. It applies to other things as well. So first, I'm just going to dabble in these halachot and point out as we go along some of the words of the Rishonim and Acharonim in order to make, I apologize for how I sound like a Makatzfarade, I apologize. It's good. The Gemara says, Masechet Ketubot, Daf Lamed, Hakol Bidei Shamayim, Chutz Mirat Shamayim, Bi Yashomrim, Av Tzimnim Pachim, which means even heat and cold. The person who's not careful enough, apparently I wasn't careful enough, you get a cold. They sometimes say, oh, huh?
The Gemara, Erechon says, no? The person, he doesn't, 40 days, he doesn't get anything,
he gets
a
chalabah. You need something. Yeah. I wish it would be something that didn't fog up my brain and my nose and stuff and made it easier to learn. אבל גם זו לטובה, ברוך השם, you have to be מקבל. By the way, the small things, the big things in life, you have to be מצדיק את הקדוש ברוך הוא, שתבח שם. ברוך השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא gave me this and not something else. ברוך השם, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you know, I'm still here, burning with you, Hashem Yisrael, ברוך השם. טוב, סימן קוף יתחית, by the way, when you learn שולחן ערוך, a very important part of the סימן, which many times people overlook, is the title. You always have to make sure to read the title of the siman, because that gives you insight into what he's doing. The title is, Din Chatimat Basar, O Dvar Ma'achal HaNishlach Al Yedei Nochri. Boom. He doesn't call it Basar Shenita'alim Min Ha'ayin. He calls it what? Chatimat Basar, which means what? Sealing meat. O Dvar Ma'achal HaNishlach Al Yedei Nochri. Or foods that are delivered by a goy. Now let's see. Aleph. Yayin. ובשר וחתיכת דג שאין בה סימן שיפקיד או שלח ביד גוי צריך שני חותמות. להלכה is. Now, the common denominator here is anything that has an איסור דאורייתא. Wine could potentially be איסור דאורייתא. How? If the goy actually libated it for עבודה זרה, he actually made it יין נסך, makes it איסור דאורייתא, אסור להנות. Meat and fish, obviously, there could be איסור דאורייתא. If it's a non-kosher fish, if it's non-kosher meat, anything, any food item that has an isur d'oraita to it, that you sent or deposited by a goy without siman, is asur. If it doesn't have a siman, it's asur. Why? Because we're concerned that he switched it. You need, how many chotamot? According to Maran, you need two chotamot. We're going to see what exactly, how you can get a chotam. Now, obviously, these seals have to be tamper evident and tamper resistant, which means that if you tamper with the chotam, if it's the kind of chotam we're going to see, if it's just a regular knot that a goy can tie and untie himself, then what? It's not a chotam. Why? Because you can tamper with it and you'd never know. So obviously it has to be tamper, not necessarily tamper proof, but tamper evident. You know what that means? That if you tampered with it, you know. אבל יין מבושל ושחר או יין שעילבו בו דברים אחרים כגון דבש וכן החומץ וחלב ומורייס ופת וגבינה וכל שאיסורו מדובר הסופרים. Anything that's only איסור דרבנן, יין מבושל cannot become איסור תורה. Now, or for instance, חלב עקום, איסור דרבנן. גבינה, cheese of goyim, איסור דרבנן. פת עקום, איסור דרבנן, שיפקידו ביד גוי, מותר בחותם אחד. It's מותר even with one חותם. Hence, by the way, you have to be very careful, very common. A pizza. How do you classify pizza? What kind of isur? What are the possibilities of isur in a pizza? Well, chadash is nachon, but let's put that aside for a second. Things that that's its own sugya, nachon. But classify the possible isurim by pizza. You have pat, you have chalav, you have gvina. All those are Isur Derabanan. Therefore, according to Maran, you would still need one chotam, which, by the way, it's very important. If you're sending a pizza delivery guy who's a goy, you have to make sure to seal the box in a way with at least one chotam that's tamper evident. Now, because of that, it's very common in the kashrus world that when they send a box of pizza, they put the kosher, you know, the kosher tape? Now, Think of this for a second.
I can take it off and put it back on.
It depends what product and what bag you're sealing with kosher tape. Yeah? If you have a box or a bag or whatever, then you tamper with it, whatever. But if you take a piece of kosher tape and you just put it at the edge of a pizza box, it's very easy to take it off and put it back on. Nahon? And pizza is something that requires minadin, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, at least one chotam. So what are we going to do with that? This question was actually addressed by Gaon Belsky, Alav Shalom, the Rishiv of Tervadas and the head of the OU, and he explained that together with most pizza stores have a designated box. They have like their logo or whatever it is on the box. Plus, many people know when you get a pie of pizza, this store's pizza looks unique. You know what I'm saying? Forget about the taste, but even by the look, you're able to see. Now again, it's not foolproof because you don't know always. So now, Rav Belsky took all these factors together. The box of the pizza store. It's very, very difficult to assume that the guy is going to stop and take a pizza from another place and put it in this box with this tape. And all these factors together make up at least one chotam. And therefore he said it's acceptable to send the pizza with a non-Jewish delivery guy as long as it has the store's box and the piece of kosher tape on the edge. He says it's mutam. Understand? Now, what would that not work for? Yeah, go ahead.
Even according to what the boss said, you wouldn't even need to have that piece of tape.
Why?
Because you would already have that one, all those factors together. It would already make that
the tape is meaningless. You said the tape doesn't do anything.
Well, it's not that it does nothing, but it factors together with all of these other things. Now again, is the box foolproof? Ma pitom. Did you ever see a box of pizza sealed any other way? Let's.
The bags, I've seen good sealed bags where they put a lot of tape. You can't get it off without damaging the bag.
Or what they do is that they staple. Sometimes they staple the tape on. So if you now it's so yeah, it's excellent. But anyway, if you do pay attention, in places that have even very stellar hashgachot, I have even Eretz Yisrael. I remember that they suffice it when you order a pie pizza. They suffice by putting a piece of tape, and that seems to be the accepted psak today in the pizza world. Now, yeah.
Mashgiach check for something like that. What they do when they're giving the food away?
He's supposed to. It's part of his job. Yeah.
What if there's no Jews in the pizza store itself?
At any time?
Yeah.
I mean, who turned on the oven? Who's
turned on from the beginning of the bed?
So again, without getting too engrossed in halacha and also practical kashrut protocols, there are differences between meat establishments and dairy establishments, whether with regards to whether or not you need a mashgiach tmidi versus mashgiach yotze v'nichnas. There are differences, especially it also depends on who the owner is. If the owner is shomet and mitzot, there's a lot of factors. There's no one size fits all protocol in kashrut business. It depends on specific factors. So could there be a situation where there will be a Jew absent for a large chunk of the day by a pizza store? Yeah. But to say if there's never a Jew there, then that's okay? No, that's not okay. He's got to turn on the oven, he has to check the products, he has to make sure. But yes, it is Mashgiach's job, or at least somebody on staff, the owner or manager, whoever's the what we call in Kashrut, the Ne'eman Kashrut, which means that even when the Mashgiach's not there, there's a person who is entrusted with Kashrut concerns to make sure that packages are going out with chotamot. Yeah.
Rabbi Yisrael before was that Maharal Shulchan Aruch himself said that it will need two chotamot for something that's derivative.
Correct.
So that would mean that there's a posik that disagrees. Would that happen to be Ramah?
Vadai.
And what does he mean?
It's always a good guess. Ramah, I mean, if Maran says something, it's always a good guess to say if somebody's arguing on Maran, it's the Ramah. So, I apologize. You should know, one of the most gratifying feelings when you have a cold, when your sinuses open up and you feel your airways clear. Oh, it's mamash. I wish Chazal would have made a bracha for that. You know what I'm talking about? It's a tremendous feeling. Yeah, what are you saying?
Very
smart. Yeah. Maybe Moroccans, that's the way Moroccans do, It's like by Persians, tea heals everything, tea and rock candy. Toda. Nahon, chai nabat, what's it called?
Yeah.
It cures everything. Nahon? By Moroccans, it's arak. You drink the arak. My father said when they were kids, you have stomach ache, you rub on arak. You have an ache in your toe, you rub the arak. Hey, toothache, drink the arak. It's just arak. That's what it is. Every Ida has their own, remedies, their safta stuff. Yeah.
Well, the first thing I can account with my brother in Rabuso.
Yeah.
My brother, really. Sprained it almost
okay.
Like basketball.
Yeah.
Russo made him drink like half a cup of arak and gripped his hand.
Yeah.
He said it was like tremendously painful. Let go. He said, "Mom, just hand
this way." There's known stories with the Baba Sali Alav Hashalom that people used to come, and people who had bar minan stomach cancer and stuff like that, and he would tell them drink the arak. He would have them drink like huge glasses. And they would tell him, "No, Rebbe, you're going to kill me." He was like, "Tishtei, tell him to drink," and they would drink, and they would have mamash nisim niflao, kilu la'aya. It's a big thing. So, now, the Rama brings down, as Ma'or pointed out correctly, Hagaf, ויש אומרים דלה בעינן שני חותמות רק בישראל חשוד. The only time you need two is a Israel חשוד, which means a Jew who suspected of playing shtiklach. אבל בגוי, by a regular goy, yeah, a goy kasher, let's say, הכל שרה על ידי חותם אחד, ובדיעבד יש לסמוך על זה. The Rama holds, באמת, that, לך תחילה, כדעת מרן, the things that are דאורייתא. Tell me again דאורייתא things. Meat, fish, יין נסך, those things need two חותמות, which is very, you ever see wine bottles? Kosher wine bottles that are not מבושל. Where are there two חותמות? פשוט. Cork. Why is the cork a חותם? Because there's no... It's corked. That's the epitome of chotam. It's in there. Once you take it out, you can never put it back in like that with that machinery. And number two is the wrapper, that the plastic or whatever it is, the paper on top, that's considered chotam sheni. That's why, even in Jewish liquor stores, how do you think the wine bottle got to the Jewish liquor store? Who do you think brought it? Even if it came from Israel, who do you think shipped it? Who do you think picked it up and brought it and whatever? It's all goyim. V'az hakol mutar. Why? Because it has two chotamot. Yeah.
Does it matter, because some wine bottles have the wrap that you can just pull off, and some have the ones that you actually have to, like, tear? Is there a difference? There's some wrappers where you just twist and pull off the wrapper.
Yeah, but once you pull it off, you can never put it back on. It's impossible. Not happening. Yeah.
Even if there was one siman on wine, you'd yeah. still be able to assume that it's allowed.
According to the Rama. The Rama holds that. The Rama holds b'di'avad with one...
Unless it did a b'da'a z'ra'ah, then it would be the right thing.
Yeah.
And
if what about the meat? If the goy didn't. Yeah, but once that's only by non-mevushan, so we're talking about. But by the meat, the same thing. And if he didn't switch it, it's the same idea. If he wasn't minasech, then it's the same thing as the meat. And yet we're machmir. That's exactly the point. The Gemara tells us it's a famous Gemara in Masechet Ketubot. The Gemara says it's actually brought in the Mishnah Taharot. Mishnah says if you have tesha chanuyot ba. Tesha chanuyot ba'ir. If you have, let's say, 10 stores, 9 of them sell kasher, and 1 of them sell treif. Everybody knows the case. Yeah? If you find the meat in the street, what's the halacha?
You're able to rely on the fact that
right?
Kosher
it's mutar. Why is it mutar? Kol de parish meruba parish. But if you went into the store and bought it, and you came out, and you don't remember which store you walked into, then what? What do we call that?
Kavua.
That's called kol kavua, kemechtzal machtzadele. And then it's asur. The Gemara says, but that's only before the Chachamim made a gzera on basar shenitalim in ha'ayin. But once the Chazan made that gzera, basar shenitalim in ha'ayin, even if you find it in the street, and even if all 10 shops in the place are kosher, nevertheless, what are we afraid of? Either an animal switched it, or a goy switched it. Over there, it's going to be asur. So here, according to Maran HaShulchan Aruch, it's very clear that even b'di'avad, if it doesn't have two chotamot, it's going to be asur. Now.
Which Mishnah said that time once?
Huh? I don't remember which, it's a Gemara in Ketubot, and the Gemara over there brings down which Mishnah it is. Yeah.
I don't think you mentioned, but do the Chotamot have any difference? Or could they both be like wrappers, you know, like just two?
It could be the same thing. It could be the same thing. Now, we're going to speak about soon what exactly the Chotamot are. Now, so one Heter. We're already in the Isur. Maran is already giving us Heter number one to the Isur of Basar Shemitalim 9. So Heter number one is what? Chotamot. Yeah, the chotamot. Now, it's happened to me before, where sometimes this happened in Eretz Yisrael. I ordered food from a certain restaurant under a reputable hashgacha, and they delivered it. And they delivered it with a non-Jewish delivery guy. It was an Arab, and it didn't have chotamot on it. So there were a few. We might talk about later exactly what heterim might have been involved, at least b'di'avad. But I called up the Ashgacha, I called up the Mashgiach, and I said, listen, we know each other. I said, listen, I could probably find a heter over here. But when you pay for food from an establishment that's supposed to be Mehadrin, you're not paying for mediocre, subpar standards, right? You're paying for Mehadrin standards. You sent food without chotamot. It's not supposed to leave the store like that. Where's the Mashgiach? He says, you're right. He says, either send it back or throw it out, and you get a refund. No questions asked. That's the way it's supposed to go. Because this is something that if the other heterim weren't around, and we'll discuss other heterim, this couldn't make the food mamash asur. Yeah? So that's number one. Now, what, yeah?
It doesn't matter if he's a hired delivery driver from the store itself.
What's the difference?
Well, because then he'd have fear of losing his job.
If he's caught.
Yeah, but that, is that not
Depends on the circumstance. It depends how far it is from the restaurant, which is a factor that I took into consideration. His incentive over there. These are all things that I... Baruch Hashem, huh? I threw it out. I got a refund. You know what I'm saying? We had cereal, and you know what I'm saying? We survived. Yes, would there be hetir? Yeah, but based on other things that I'll tell you. But it doesn't just because there is a hetir doesn't mean necessarily you should rely on it if you're able to avoid it easily. Especially if it's not, you know, hefsed. There's no hefsed here because they reimbursed me. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Well, about Mr. Makor Melamed's hetir, why do we apply that to Chalav Yisrael?
What do you mean?
Then we say that, oh, the non-Jew is going to be fearful of losing his job by the FDA if he does with...
It's not exactly about losing his job. It's about penalties and stuff like that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so never mind then. Just answer my question.
And not everybody agrees with Rav Moshe's out there. That's another very, very big misconception. There's poskim on both sides, and even poskim Sfaradim, Ashkenazim that... very much disagree with Rav Moshe's heter in Igrot Moshe.
Are we discussing it?
Is that a shame? You got to put in into the box. You know, we have a suggestion box. You got to put it into the box.
The jug of milk.
Mazeh?
The jug of milk, the gallon.
Why should it?
As the OU or as whatever.
If it's sealed, yeah.
Right, I was saying that. Even if it's not Chalav Yisrael.
Let's not mix up. There's Chalav Yisrael versus Chalav Akum and sending it bidegoy. If it's open, how do you know what's in there?
No, I'm saying if it's Chalav Akum.
Yeah. Not Chalav Akum. Chalav Akum is asur. You're talking about stam. Yeah, okay. Stam. Yeah.
It doesn't have, I'm saying, so that, it needs one siman, right?
Nachon.
So, siman from the kashrut agency on the...
And the bottle is sealed?
Right, and the bottle sealed.
That's more than one siman. That's a few simanim. Yeah.
But isn't there a difference by note that it's not really feasible to get non-kosher milk these days?
That's not quite true. It's rare, but it's feasible. Yeah. I'll actually show you a video if you want afterwards about a milk farm in Ukraine that they have two pens, a cow pen and a pig pen right next to each other.
America.
Huh?
America. In America, you can't buy in shelves. Never
can you milk pigs in America? It's not usually
it's not
done.
Sold.
Huh?
It's not sold.
No, that's true. Now, we're talking about a different hetir here. Rav Moshe's hetir is not that.
No, I'm saying separate.
We're making a salat now of a lot of stuff. So let's back up for a second. That's another thing. Can't taste anything. I wish I could have. I had a rough day today. We're just when your head is like clogged like that, I take a Dayquil. The only thing I find solace is in the Torah Kedoshah. The Gemara says Masechet Eruvin Daf Mem Vav Chash Berosho Yasak BaTorah Chash BeGrono Yasak BaTorah Chash BeChol Gufo Yasak BaTorah Shneimar. Rifut Hi LeShorecha. The Gemara brings a bunch of Ki Chayim Hem LeMotzeim ULchol BeSalom Arpe. Heals the Torah, heals the entire body. What do you want to say? Oh, because I wanted to teach him a lesson. I need to be their guinea pig. What if they do it to somebody else that doesn't know any better? And what happens if later? What happens if it's a situation afterwards that they sent out food without chotamot, and it's you don't have these other heterim? The guy would eat it, and they have to know. You have to. I make it respectfully, but they should be on top of their game. You know what I'm saying? You're a kashrut agency. You gotta be on top of it. Yeah.
A little side question.
Chavon.
The drunk gets better.
Yeah.
Is it
safe or not? No, I wasn't in bed. Only in bed. Yeah, I wasn't. If it was a few weeks ago, a few months ago, I had the flu. So for the flu, I was actually in bed for a while. So there, I made Birkat HaGomen. Kedat Maran. Maran says Meforash. Tell them, tagid them. Maran, Siman Rishut Teit, Saif Chet. Maran says Meforash, Al Kol Cholim. Lot Fachet. And he says, nobody has to be afraid. You just need to know the Emet. Know the Emet. Learn the Shas, learn the Poskim, Rishonim V'Acharonim, and then you'll learn slowly but surely, Be'ezat Hashem, hopefully in the next few months, and Be'ezat Hashem, next few years, we'll be spending some more time together. I'll show you the halachic process. Ech lifsok halacha. Bli pachad. Now again, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be yirei hora and trigger happy on all the halachot, but to know, you know, to be miyushav b'da'atam, to learn the sugya, bottom up, take all the Poskim into consideration, ve'ech lifsok. Mutar, asur, machloket, to know what to do. יפסוק הלכה, ממש. Like the Gemara says, the Gemara says, מסכת סוטה, דף כף א', that the highest level of תלמוד תורה is לעסוקי שמעטתה על איבה דה הלכתה. To derive הלכה למעשה out of the Gemara. There is no greater level of תלמוד תורה than that. Period. צריך לדעת. Yeah.
What do you need to tell the restaurant? If they want to get out, you
got a
refund and keep it?
We're not moftchorin on the if they tell you, you know, if they say, well, we're not going to have anything to do with that anyway, so throw it out or do whatever you want with it. Sometimes if you have these companies, not only by food, but sometimes, let's say Amazon refunds you, and sometimes they say, sometimes they'll tell you, send it back. Sometimes they'll say, I don't care what you do with it. You know what I'm saying? Just so, be a mensch. You know what I'm saying? Now, as follows. What is exactly a chotam? The Shulchan Aruch brings down as follows. In Saif Gimal, Ot achat chashuv kechotam echad. If you write one letter, now here you're talking about Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh is a letter, why? Because goyim don't know how to do it. So if you write a chotam in Lashon HaKodesh, then that works. Shtayim havei. If you use two letters in Lashon HaKodesh, that's already two chotamot, even if it's the same letter. See? That's what you're asking before. Utfusim, afal pi sheyesh bahem kama otiyot, la chashive ela kachotam echad. That's only if you're writing it with your hand. What happens if you're printing it? Yeah, that's all like one. Why? Because it's all in the same action. Kivan shekuv'ein otan bevat achat. Yesh omrim, shebemkom shemetsuim umarim vegoyim sheyodim lichtov, en ktav siman ela lemi shemakir haktav. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, you have Arabs who know how to write Hebrew. So over there, would letters in Lashon HaKodesh be considered a chotam? Unless you recognize your handwriting. Unless you or the person who gets delivered to recognizes the specific handwriting, it would be a chotam. I'll tell you what I do. This is very, happens a lot. Let's say, I'm telling practical stuff. Many times when people go to Eretz Yisrael or vacations or wherever it is, they take food with them. Yeah? Very common, you know, pitfall in Basar Shemitalim 9. You put meat in your suitcase. You're not putting in your carry-on bag. Where are you sending it? You're checking it in. You put meat in the suitcase and then gets over there. It goes through TSA, it goes through check, security, whatever. That's Basar Shemitalim 9. What do? So now I'll talk to you. There's other ways to get around it, but I'll talk to you about Chotamot. This is what I do. I put the meat in bags, sometimes clear bags, because they put it through the machine, so what do they care? You put it in a bag. If it's meat that doesn't already have chotamot on it, let's say. If it's like, you know, salamis or pastramis that's already sealed the way it came from the company, so it already has chotamot, the way it is in the store. Let's say it's not. Let's say it's open meat, or let's say kibbeh, lachmajin, or stuff like that in plastic. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Femeled. Yeah, so over there, it's not for Persians. Yeah, but let's say you have your, you know, polo choresh in the Ziploc bag. Yeah, you put it like that. Mata aseh achshav. There's no simanim on that. Yeah, so what do you do? What I do is as follows. I put it in a bag. I take the two edges of a bag. Watch. I twist the two edges of the bag together, and I take a piece of tape. Now watch what I do with the piece of tape. The piece of tape has two jagged edges, right? The piece that you picked up and the piece that you cut. What do? I make it very carefully. I wrap it around the two edges of the bag so that the two jagged edges of the tape meet together. You understand what I'm talking about? So not that they overlap each other, but that they meet. Kacha, like right next to each other. And then I sign my name, I sign my initials, Mem, Gimal, Aleph, right on top. So now what? And it stays. You just push it down and it stays. I write it in Sharpie so it doesn't smudge. Then what? What do I have over there? The Dat Manan. You have Otiyot. Shalosh otiyot. Even two is enough. You write two otiyot. The goyim over there don't know how to do it, at least in America not. You have a mash, you have a chotam, and now why is it a chotam? Because you can't just write your name on the bag. Writing your name on the bag is nothing, because that's not the siman. It has to be, you have to write the chotam or make the chotam in a way that's going to be tamper evident. If they open it up, I'll see. So if it comes shalim, it's okay. What happens if it comes opened up? Now what? That means they opened it up. Asur or not? Then we're going to have to wait for other hetterim. What do you want to ask? I just wrote the three just for my initials.
I was saying that was in the gap. So
none in the gap. No gap. Here. Here's the two edges. I put them together. I put them together like this. Yeah? It doesn't help just to go like, just to put it on the actual tape, because you can undo that and then apply it back and the letters will still be kayam. The reason why I write the letters on the two jagged edges that meet is because if you take that apart, what happens to the letters? The letters separate. The letters fall apart, and then you can tell that.
If you put the tape back, letters are reconnected.
Not that perfectly. Is that you can, you're going to tell that... yeah.
But it's possible that they could put it back right.
No? Anything's possible. Anything's possible. It's also possible that they'll open your wine bottle, they'll uncork it and get a $1 million machine to recork it. You know what I'm saying? You have what I'm saying? Ad kedekach, the Chazan said you do two regular chotamot, and then you're covered. Yeah.
If they open it, they'll put a piece of paper that says that they checked it back.
Okay.
So is that going to be? Let's say you didn't put chotam on the basar.
Mm-hmm.
You see that there's no paper in the back. So that would be enough.
No. Because it still went through there. It doesn't matter that they didn't open it. It matters that they had the ability to open it. It happened. You don't have chotamot.
No, I'm saying you have validation that they didn't open it.
I don't think that means anything. I don't think... Are they penalized if they don't put that paper in?
That's their policy. I guess theoretically they would be.
Eh. How many times do you think that they open your bags without putting in the papers? Ta'aseh li tova. They break it. Beta. You're not allowed to do that. You have to have special TSA locks. Yeah.
So you know if it's open. If it's has a lock on it.
If you locked it and they didn't break it, then the lock itself is a chotam, that's for sure.
With
the regular lock. If you put on a padlock onto your suitcase and they didn't break it, so okay, there's your chotam, you locked it. You have what I'm saying? Now, it's a very interesting shayla that I got. It wasn't to me, but somebody forwarded, it was actually going around on social media. I get these interesting shaylas very often. So this shayla was like this. A guy went through TSA, he got his bag, it was domestic, it wasn't to Israel, and he got a TSA note on it that said, we went through your, and he had meat in his checked bag, it said, we went through your bag, but don't, it was scribbled in handwriting, but don't worry, it was checked by a Shomer Shabbos Jew. That was scribbled on the TSA note, or Shomer Shabbos Jew present, something like that. What do you say? How do you tackle such a shayla?
You can't trust the note unless it was written by a Jew, no?
Okay.
So that would be meaningless. Why not? Because no, you wouldn't be able to... How'd you be able to do it?
I think I remember it wasn't Shomer Shabbat. I think it said Shomer Shabbat. Yeah.
Not Shomer Sabbath?
No, not Sabbath observant. Shomer Shabbat, it's a... No? What do you say?
Wait for the other Hetzerim that Rabbi will be starting the next issue.
There might be other heterim. I'm talking to you about chotamot. About this specific thing. Well, there's no chotamot. What about this? Neemanut. How many goyim do you know that know about the concept of Shomer Shabbat?
Few. There are a few.
They
also get briefings, for instance, for Chagim.
Yeah.
When I went for Sukkot.
They get briefings, they're for Tfilin and Etrugin.
They know everything.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
that's what you're good, not Jewish guy. Except
TSA?
For, yeah, TSA guy. He's like, you're good, I'm
not
checking. He's like, we got
briefed. Listen, so the truth is that there's plenty of goyim, and it's easy enough to find it on the internet, you know, what Jews call Sabbath observant people. It could very well be that there was a Shomer Shabbat there, but it also could be that some stam, a goy, or whoever it is, just wrote that to mislead the person. That in and of itself does not create ne'emanut. There's no... First of all, you can't follow up on that. The guy didn't sign his name. He didn't leave any identifying mark. If he wrote with Hebrew words, you know, this is Nivdak al yedei Ploni ben Ploni with a Chatima, it's a different story. Whether or not you can use written Edut in Bet Din is a Machloket Rishonim, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in Masechet Ketubot on the second Perek. But we'll leave that for now. But he didn't say that. If he would have said, this was checked by Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, he would write something like that, Shamati. But he didn't write like that. He wrote this was checked by TSA in the presence of a Shomer Shabbat Jew. That doesn't mean anything. Doesn't have any name. So, he says, I'll say it's a bedavka. Now, it's good to say. So, it's so good to see you smiling. It's radiating. No? ולבן שיניים מחלב כתוב, חכלילי, עיניים מיין ולבן שיניים מחלב. גדול המלבין השיניים לחברו יותר ממשקה או חלב. It's a very, very important thing. Person has to be מאיר פנים, נכון? מאור. מאיר has to be. What does it mean?
To enlighten? It's
very important. We live in a very dark age. It's important to be בסבל פנים. You know, it's interesting. Who's the one in, I'll give you some homework. Who's the one who said in Pirkei Avot, "Heve mekabel et kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafot"? Shammai Zaken. What's the irony?
We know him as being
that even though Shammai Zaken, we know throughout Shas and throughout the words of Chazal that he was, you know, very takif, very, you know, sharp and powerful and, you know, makpid on certain stuff. But when it came to sever panim yafot, even Hillel v'Shammai could agree. Even Shammai Zaken b'sever panim yafot. Even when you're tough, b'sever panim yafot. Shammai Zaken amar. You ever heard that, Shah? Very. Think about it. Even Shammai. And Hillel b'chlal. Hillel would have been. You know, that's a, two different ways in Avodat Hashem. Both correct. Two different drachim. So, Rabotai, for this thing, I when they asked me, I said that would not be enough. That TSA claim check. And if you didn't have any other heterim, which we'll discuss in following days, b'ezrat Hashem, that would have been asur. But that's just a very easy thing that I do. Or, if we're in a hotel, sometimes you're in a hotel, also a very common case. You have stuff in the fridge in the hotel, nachon? You stay in the hotel room all day? Where do you go? Out. Yeah. Who's coming in? Yeah. Room service, housekeeping, whatever. They're in and out all day long. Same idea. You gotta make sure to leave stuff with chotamot or other heterim, either yotzev nichnas, we're going to talk about in other days. So these are things that sometimes are overlooked, but really, they're things that come up a lot. Yeah.
This is why, let's say, like, people are like, cleaning ladies on like Fridays in their house, like, yeah. They don't take the
rest of them. Ooh, ah. Cleaning ladies in halacha is of live-ins or hired help, or all these things create major issues. For other things of kashrut as well, but for basar sheni ta'alim min ha'ayin, and we will, Be'ezrat Hashem, discuss cleaning ladies and what do you
cargars.
Yeah, I remember, like caregivers anyway, but yeah, caregivers in halacha, you know, home health aides, stuff like that. These are all very, very significant she'elot in halacha. Not to say it's not solvable, but you just have to know how to navigate, because shailas happen, you gotta know what to do. Yeah,
my mom was really telling me that, like, someone in the community, like, they found their car putting milk in, like, their, like, meat pot, like, Shabbat, like, they saw it happen.
Oh, Shabbat, yeah.
What does it look like, though, like, a mamish non-shower target to a Jew fall into this?
In terms of, is he chashud? Is he, like, is he suspected to nani kosher?
If he's your caregiver, if he's chashud, is a shia.
So then, be'emet, he has no ne'emanut, like we spoke about last time. He loses his ne'emanut, and then... And then also with him, you need to send with chotamot.
Yeah.
Even worse, because you saw, you remember what the Rama said before? The only time you need two is by Yisrael chashud, but by a goy, one is enough.
No, it's only if he's only chashud, if you would suspect him of acting tampering with it to get him. But if you just
not just Am Haaretz, he's not Shomer Torah Mitzvot and he's Chashud. We know he eats Nevelot to Trefot, he eats non-kosher, which means that he's Chashud to switch these things like a goy would, and even worse according to the Rama, like we saw before. Because according to the Rama, one chotam is enough for a goy, and you still need two chotamot, even b'di'avad, for Yisrael Chashud. Is that? Yeah. We're going to get to it. Odechad, Tviyotam, yes. All heterim that we're going to talk about, there's a few more. Yeah. I got a few more tricks up my sleeve, so you got to stay tuned, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow by lunch, and then Wednesday night, Be'ezrat Hashem, Odeim Gadol. It's been a pleasure, Botai. Be well, stay warm, Laila Tov.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Afternoon.